Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing this hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. Mark's gospel story calls us to consider our daily purity of intention and ability to place our attitudes of entitlement and self-service behind us so that we might embrace a posture of generosity and justice for all. How so? Are we able to see ourselves reflected in the ancient scenario where the coin of Caesar is measured against God's generous love for all? Once again, we find the Pharisees building a case against Jesus, who they have been experiencing as a threat to their desire for power. Compelled by a need to serve themselves, they posed a dilemma to test Jesus, motivated by the hope that he would make a statement they might use against him. Thus, at all costs, the enemies of Jesus wanted to accuse him and diminish the influence that he had on the common people to whom he had been ministering with love, generosity, and compassion. How clever they appeared to be. First, a compliment was given in the words, quote, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion." And they continued their entrapment by asking, "Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" This was a sly question full of malice, for under the appearance of fidelity to the law of God, they look for reasons in order to be able to accuse him. Jesus avoided being ensnared by confronting them with the image of a coin, which in the ancient world had significant political power. He perceived their hypocrisy. In response to the question, all Jesus said to them was, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." At this answer, it is written, they were utterly amazed at him. Commenting on the many economic and social problems that American society now confronts, Newsweek columnist Robert Samuelson recently wrote, quote, "We face a choice between a society where people accept modest sacrifices for a common good, or a more contentious society where groups selfishly protect their own benefits," end quote. So herein lies the challenge, a call for recognition of and commitment to the common good. Have we ever spent time trying to ensnare God in his speech? Do we ever bargain with God to get our way? How best might we use our possessions and resources to further the interests of God's kingdom? Let us render to God the things that are God's, and to civil authorities that which services the common good, and all will be well. God's generosity and compassion knows no bounds.